Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's the Highland Radio News with Donal Kavanagh. It's 5 o'clock in this bulletin. Sinn Féin plans to move with all motion next week, calling for enhancements to the MICA redress scheme. Donegal County Council's MICA redress committee is meeting online at the moment. We'll have an updated report of what's been happening. The MICA Action Group says the astonishment on the face of the Taoiseach was clear as he held debris from MICA affected blocks in his hand during a visit to Donegal yesterday. And the CEO of the Selda Hospital Group warns that a month on from the cyber attack on the HSE, patient services continue to be impacted in hospitals, including Letterkenny University Hospital. Later, Oisin is here with sport. August Beg an Nuach, the going Lechullum Ferreter. We begin with confirmation this evening that Sinn Féin will move a Dáil motion next week calling for enhancements to the MICA redress scheme. The current scheme allows for up to 90% of the cost of works needed to defective construction blocks containing the mineral mica. Around 5,000 or 6,000 homes in Donegal and Mayo are thought to be affected. Donegal Sinn Féin TD Padraig McLaughlin says the Dáil will debate extending the redress scheme to cover all costs next week.
Thousands of families in Donegal and Mayo have found themselves now with their homes falling apart through no fault of their own and facing huge bills, second mortgages, and in some cases people can't access the finance and will be homeless.
Well, the Council's MICA Redress Committee is meeting online at present. Director of Services Joe Peoples confirmed to members that the Council has contacted the department seeking approval to appoint two additional staff members to work as liaison officers and provide backup to the existing staff. Mr. Peoples also said discussions are underway in a bid to streamline planning issues and confirmed a second legal opinion has been sought on a number of issues, including the implications of any enforcement investigations which are or may be taken in respect of the issue. Well, the committee was told that a total of 354 applications have been received under the defective blocks scheme. 225 of them have been approved. Further information is being sought in relation to 82 applications, while extra information has been received and is being examined in 47 cases. A total of €1.8 million has been approved to date, with payments of just over €838,000 being made. Well, this afternoon's meeting began with a lengthy submission from Councillor Frank McBrearty, who has intervened on a number of occasions over the course of the meeting, saying he will take legal action. With more, here's Áine McGlinchey.
This afternoon's meeting began with a lengthy intervention from Councillor Frank McBrearty, during which he called on the chair of the committee, Councillor Martin McDermott, to step down. Councillor McBrearty made a number of allegations and questioned whether this is being dealt with in a transparent manner. He was particularly critical on the Taoiseach's visit to the county yesterday, saying the Taoiseach was in his area and it is wrong as a local councillor that he was not told. Councillor McBrearty questioned some of the technical information given and said he would be initiating legal action on the issue. A number of other members supported his assertion that it would be very difficult to declare any house mica-free after remedial action is taken, particularly if only the outer leaf has been done. They said this highlights the importance of securing a state guarantee to back up any work which has been done.
Well, the MICA Action Group says the astonishment on the face of Taoiseach Micheál Martin was clear as he held debris from MICA-affected blocks in his hand yesterday. Spokesperson Michael Doherty says it was obvious that the Taoiseach didn't realise the scale of the MICA issue prior to his visit. He told today's 9 till noon show that it was impressed on Micheál Martin that there is a serious need for a 100% redress scheme.
I think when the Taoiseach had a hammer in his hand and touched a few of the blocks at the affected homeowner that we took him to, he was quite astonished at what he was dealing with. When he felt the gravel in his hands, I could see it, that this was on a scale that he just didn't realise. The other part that was in there, when we got to the numbers, I'm not sure he really understood the numbers and he understood the 90-10. We walked him through that and he's very, very clear now as to where the caps kick in, where the exclusions kick in, and where a 90-10 can actually end up in a lot of cases, and in most cases, closer to a 60-40 than a 90-10. He went down the road an awful lot wiser on that front than what he came up the road. And I can only hope that what you have is still a man of substance, a human being that has a massive opportunity to do the right thing by the people of Donegal. But that said, like I said before, you know, it's not good enough for us to expect the right things to be done just because they're the right things to do. In regards to the fact of 100% redress, do I think they're there in their head yet? No, I don't. Do I think that they honestly understand that the scheme needs to be massively altered in order to make it something that's of use? I think he's very clear on that. We're pushing for 100%. We made that very, very clear. There was still a denial around this parity with pyrite requirement. And I said, you know, that really depends on where you're standing. If you're holding the checkbook for a government and signing checks, absolutely, there's not parity because the costs are so madly different. But the reality from a homeowner point of view, you have somebody in Donegal that's going to be charged over 100,000 for something that's not of their doing.
And that was Michael Doherty of the MICA Action Group speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. Other news, and the Taoiseach says it's essential that trust is rebuilt between Ireland and the UK. Micheál Martin was speaking at a British-Irish Council meeting of leaders from across the two islands. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has this report, which begins with Arlene Foster's musical reflections on her last event as First Minister.
That's life. That's what all the people say. Yeah. You're riding high in April, shot down in May.
Outgoing First Minister of Northern Ireland, Arlene Foster, in singing form at her last major public event. Ministers from across Ireland and the UK were somewhat giddy at their press conference earlier, even when faced with questions about the contentious Northern Ireland Protocol. British Minister Michael Gove.
To paraphrase another Frank Sinatra song, sometimes when people look at the protocol, they assume it's all or nothing at all. We've resolved some of the challenges that have existed, but there are other challenges that do need to be tackled effectively.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin in on it too when asked about a potential trade war on sausages.
There was a very good quality sausage for breakfast this morning. All members of big engagement.
He was more serious though on the EU-UK divisions on Brexit.
Trust is essential. The political will is there within the European Union to get this issue resolved.
A warmer tone today after difficult years for British-Irish relations, but no firm answers to the troubling issues that remain.
The CEO of the Selva Hospital Group has warned a month on from the cyber attack on the HSE that patient services continue to feel the impact in hospitals, including Letterkenny University Hospital. Tony Canavan says since IT systems were shut down by the cyber attack, there's been a significant impact on patient care across the hospital group. That's resulted, he said, in the widespread cancellation of outpatient appointments, elective procedures and endoscopy appointments. Emergency departments in particular are continuing to face significant delays, while outpatient appointments and elective activity also remain limited. Despite some progress being made, Tony Canavan says that difficulties are still being encountered.
We made some progress in the first week and 10 days in returning some of our key clinical systems back to some limited functionality, but we are still experiencing considerable difficulties as a result of that attack. What we're finding is that most of our IT systems are not communicating with each other, they're not talking to each other, and they're not sharing information with each other. And that has a direct impact on our ability to deliver patient care. And so we find ourselves offering limited levels of outpatient appointments again, limited level of elective activity, and so on. We're also asking patients that if you're using our emergency departments in particular, to give some consideration as to whether that's the most appropriate place for you to go. If you have a genuine emergency, come to our emergency departments in our hospitals and you will be cared for. However, if it's possible that you could receive appropriate care in some other setting, perhaps with your GP or your pharmacist, you should give that some consideration as well. All of our emergency departments are experiencing significant delays, so if you're coming in, be prepared for that as well.
There are 121 new cases of COVID-19 in Northern Ireland. That's the highest daily total in over 7 weeks. One additional death has been reported. 18 patients are in hospital with the virus, none of them in intensive care. Over 1.8 million vaccines have been administered north of the border. Members of the Mother and Baby Homes Commission have refused to appear before an Oireachtas committee for a third time. The three members of the commission delivered a letter to the committee this morning refusing to appear to address concerns about the handling of witness testimony. The commission members said their agenda was to establish the truth and the report could be put in danger by an appearance before some members of the committee who rushed to judgment. Farmers took to the streets of Rafoe today to demonstrate over EU cap reform proposals and the government's climate action plan. Rallies were held in 30 towns across the country. The Irish Farmers Association says the future of commercial farming is under threat and that would have a massive impact on rural Ireland. While they claim the government's climate action bill could shut down commercial farming and lead to extra regulation being imposed on them. Tom Boyd, the Donegal IFA PRO, spoke to Highland Radio News from the demonstration.
We're just all assembled here at Rafoe Mart and we're just setting off here now to head off and round the Diamond in Rafoe here. We have a good turnout this morning now. There's between jeeps and tractors and cars, we have over 30 vehicles here lined up ready to rumble.
And what do you hope this rally will achieve?
I suppose it's to make the public aware that if, you know, these cap reforms come, it's going to have a negative effect on not just on farmers but on local businesses that farmers support and all different businesses throughout the area from the money that farmers spend.
And indeed there are fears also that the industry will no longer be viable if these cuts are introduced.
Yes, that's a, so originally these payments came in to support farmers to produce food for cheaper for the consumer to buy in the shops, you know, and if this payments are cut, they will not be fit to make the farms viable with no payments, because if the prices the farmers get at the market or wherever is just not suitable to.
And then a Tuam councillor has expressed concern at the high number of refusals when council houses are offered to people on the waiting list. Members of the municipal district were told this week that between 35 and 40% of offers are turned down. That's a slight increase on recent years. Councillor Nicholas Crossan acknowledges there may be genuine reasons for some refusals, such as accessibility or educational needs. But he said people should carefully consider the situation before turning down the offer of a house. Councillor Crossan was speaking to Highland Radio News after he made his comments at a meeting of the Inishowen Municipal District.
Oh, yes, I can agree if there's genuine reasons, but I mean, like, month in, month out, there's a 30% refusal of houses. And that's what I'm trying to figure out, is why this refusal of houses is coming. Because, as I said, every day I'm getting calls regarding, can I get a house, can I get a house? And we're going to have a serious problem in the coming months and years regarding Mike and then Inishowen. So I'm thinking to people to reconsider if they're getting a house. I think that it should be a good idea maybe to accept it.
Does the allocation process and the consultation associated with it need to change? That maybe before a formal offer is made, if there was some discussion, some assessment made, a lot of these problems could be headed off at the pass rather than having a formal offer made and then that formal offer refused?
Well, I would say probably in an ideal situation that would be correct. But our staff are pinned to the colour at the present moment in time regarding and housing. And I'm thinking that when somebody comes to the top of the list with the point that they have and they're offered a house, normally those houses come within the requirements that they're looking for, within the area that they're looking for. They should be seriously looked at and taken the house.
Councillor Nicholas Crossan there. And the Gaelic of Donegal County Council says the €12.5 million investment in Fort Dunree will help it reach its full potential. Plans include bringing back to life some of the buildings at the site, as well as the refurbishment of the museum and the creation of new walkways. The development of a funicular cable railway is also in the offing. That would make it one of the first in the country. 550 jobs will be created through the building and construction works, as well as 12 full-time positions. Councillor Ina Donaghy says this will be a major boost for the whole of Donegal.
This will transform the whole area in Dunree. The board has massive plans. They're hoping to do a new car park. They're hoping to refurbish the museum section itself. They want to create new and improve existing walkways and to refurbish all of those outhouses and the hospital, etc., and bring them back to their former glory. And then the funicular cable railway is a great add-on altogether. It'll be one of the first in the whole of Ireland. We're also hoping to have a conference centre there, and this will just help Dunree to reach its real potential.
Sport on Highland brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Donegal Portland Leisurewear range online and in store at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. We say good evening to Washington Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with soccer. Fans return to the SSE or Tristy League this evening. 1,000 supporters will be in attendance for Shamrock Rovers' clash with Finn Harps at the Tallaght Stadium. Kick-off time to that one tonight is at 8 o'clock. On the team news front for Harps, Barry McNamee, Johnny Dunleavy, Shane McElhinney and Mark Coyle are all doubts for Ollie Horgan's side. As Harps go to the Tallaght Stadium, looking to beat Shamrock Rovers for the first time since 2008. Harps, of course, are resuming their campaign, sixth in the table after the mid-season break. Former Rovers player Ethan Boyle wants Harps to finish as high a place as possible. Boyle returns to his former side this evening, and he's been telling Chris Ashmore that 3 points tonight would be amazing.
In Tallaght as well, yeah, so it's going to be very tough. But we know how good they are. And, yeah. Every game is a big one. Like any player that plays against their former team, like, you know, maybe you could say there's a bit extra in it, but it's just another game, really. Like, you know, I'd be happy with 3 points. Like, I wouldn't care how I play or how we play. If we can get 3 points, that would be amazing. But, you know, that's all that matters is the points come the end of the season. So,
if that was to happen, it would be a serious result for Harps tonight in Dublin against the defending champions. Two other games start before that tonight at 7:45. Derry City are looking for their first home win of the campaign as they host Bohemians. A small number of supporters will also be allowed back into the Brandywell for the first time this season tonight. And bottom side Waterford go up against Dundalk. The Republic of Ireland women's team continue their preparations for the 2023 World Cup qualifiers tonight. Virpu's Chargers are away to Iceland from 6 o'clock. Donegal players Amber Barrett, Kira Grant and Roma McLaughlin are in the squad alongside Australian-born Aoife Koval. The 20-year-old striker's parents are from Donegal and she's a second cousin of Amber Barrett. Rome's Stadio Olimpico serves as the starting line tonight for the first ever transcontinental European Championships. A year late, Italy and Turkey have the honour of getting Euro 2020 underway. Kickoff in the Italian capital is at 8 o'clock. On the Gaelic Games front, holders Cork have made two changes in personnel ahead of Saturday's National League Division 1 semi-final against Donegal at Tuam Stadium. Roisin Phelan and Libby Coppering are coming in to Aoife Fitzgerald's starting lineup, while Maeve Callaghan and Katie Quirk are the players who started against Waterford last weekend and are dropping this time. Donegal have named an unchanged team as Maxi Kern's side aim to build on an impressive nature of performances against Galway last time out, and indeed fine performances against Mayo and Westmeath as well. There will be full live commentary from that game here in Highland tomorrow afternoon. Tommy Devan and Maureen O'Donnell will be in situ in Tuam. Throw-in time is at 3 o'clock. There's also full live commentary from Kingspan Breffni Park tomorrow night as the Donegal men take on Dublin in the Alliance National Football League Division 1 semi-final. That one starts at 7:15. As of this evening, there's still no team news available from either the Donegal or the Dublin camp. It's a bit of a strange game for Donegal because should they win it, it would normally mean you go to a final, but there's not going to be a final because Donegal are out the weekend before in the championship, the weekend after in the championship, so it means that the league title would be shared. The only way that a final will take place is if Dublin progress through and Tyrone progress through from the other semi-final. Tyrone are kicking off at 5 o'clock tomorrow and they are taking on Kerry. It's down at Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney, but Dublin and Kerry are going in as the hot favourites in them two semis this coming weekend. Derry are also in action. They meet Limerick at 4 o'clock tomorrow in the Division 3 semi-final, while in the Alliance Hurling League, the Derry are in a crunch relegation clash with Roscommon tomorrow at Celtic Park in a vital Division 2B encounter. The All County Leagues start this weekend here in Donegal on the football front. There's a full programme of games across all four divisions Saturday evening, and the bulk of them is on Sunday afternoon. But the All County League action starts with hurling tonight, Friday. There's four games down for decision. Rua Ballyshannon are up against Buncrana. McCool's play Dunlow. Carndonagh take on Setanta. And Neave Ionine St Unans are playing Burt. On the tennis front, Alexander Zverev has come from two sets down to level the tie and force a fifth and deciding set in the French Open semi-final against Stefanos Tsitsipas. Later, it's a 58th career meeting of Novak Djokovic and 13-time Roland Garros champion Rafa Nadal. Leona Maguire holds a one-shot lead heading into golf's second round of the Mid-Ohio Championship on the LPGA Tour. The Cavan native tees off shortly after 9 o'clock Irish time from 7 under. Meanwhile, Seamus Power is 1 under par ahead of day 2 action in the PGA Tour's Pimento Championship. Padraig Harrington resumes from 2 over. The leader there is Wes Roach at 7 under. Just like the soccer, 1,200 spectators will witness Leinster's final game of the season. Leo Cullen's side will entertain the Dragons in the Rainbow Cup at 8:15. Before that, Munster will complete their campaign away to Zebra at 6 o'clock. Ireland hockey coach Sean Dancer says a poor second quarter cost his side dearly against England today. A 4-1 defeat in Group C of the Euro Hockey Championships means Ireland will have to wait until October before securing World Cup qualification. There's a 2-day meet in athletics at the Martin Stadium in Santry in Dublin this weekend. Quite a few Donegal competitors are heading to the capital to take part in the action Saturday and Sunday. Brendan Boyce will compete at the National 20k Walks Championships on Saturday. That's in Tumen, Galway. And then on Sunday, Mark English is in Spain as he looks to improve on his time in the 800 metres, seeking out, of course, Olympic qualification for Japan. Finally, in cricket, the North West Senior 40 Over League starts tomorrow. There's 7 games being played over 2 groups. The 2 standout ties are in Group A, Brady against Brigade, while in Group B, Donamana are taking on Culgrain. Sinéan Sport Donal, Bémidge, Arash, Arish, Amara, Ig, Adola, Colg.
Gormagav, Oshin, Agzanish, Anducht, Alev, Ig, Colum, Ferreter.
Tiamur Mas, Colum, Ferreter, and Shalan, of Reeves, Skelty, Cholu, and Plan, Changa, Bala, Service, Letcher, Kennan, Gohafigal, and Chat, and Choi Hart. Essay an agriot, Lina, Letcher, Kennan, a Colum, Flan, Le Kalem, Ogus, a Coros, Ivain, Betrev, Shacht, Mlina, Igest, Le Cori, Vime, and Flan, Le Bame, Carter, Aremshi, Exula, Kursi, Socialta, Ejahish, Agnomiakti, August Kursi, Agnomiakti, Sanarath. Cludahar and Chorus Ejahish, Agus Servishi, the Nishog, and Arniel Gro, Agriakti, Fobul, the Man, Commerce, Servishi, Pobli, Agus Planal, Agus Farbridge, Physicule, a mask, Slehina, Ella, Fween, Flan, Jan Her Monitorat, Fuistaj, Rahan, Igelige, Salimister, August Jarku, August Thomas and Fobel at Chul in Ilyai. To offer your plan a la Changa Fosti, Egan Lienra con Corivime and Flan a co Linu. Gaholus, if we Lienra let you kennen, August and Flan, Le Fekel, Exceve and Lienra. Solo plan strategy, Udras Nigeltukta. Go half a goal in Gidors and Chacht and Shoy Hart Comai. Tan plan Bonnie and the Tami Comasu Nyartu, Gus and Vunihakt Gonyanhi, Farbert Eringeltukt Marejun Kruhihe, Nuoliach, Agus Enwartana, Mars Ataliaka Ma, Saflan. To aid of Lager Janta Econu Nigeliga, Oris Nigeliga, Mwenu Okorogus Efecta Okorer Foil. Dan skim pobl geilige gyrair pras rachas na mor agriachta ta an mwenyw de yich go prania dan skim major lish an pras rachas. Sta cyrra a cyrra utoca rafa ga pwestia agus dynia og sa chir parcha glacu a ronta na ceti amacht da chodj crinyw na nog a fes ar siul amwara le nis mona shakehead gnivyacht sir an ashke fogria the rini yoga Sean Cashu blien the crinu in the nog a spragan poestu gustini yoga parcha glaku gnivyacht di kruhia agus yen and kaluru ran farchi hucked ga olus a crinu in the nog and a man soul shelter shim mahod illegal year slanagus balak
gramagoth column agusanish on I'm sure tonight and this evening staying dry with some clear spells developing, cloud gradually increasing though from the west later. Lowest overnight temperature 6 to 9 degrees Celsius, light or moderate southwest to westerly winds. Tomorrow Saturday will be mostly dry, cloudy start, but it will brighten up as the day progresses with some sunny spells developing. Top temperatures tomorrow 16 to 20 degrees Celsius in light to moderate westerly winds. Main stories in brief this evening. Sinn Féin says it will move a Dáil motion next week calling for enhancements to the MICA redress scheme. The current scheme allows for up to 90% of the cost of works needed to defective construction blocks containing the mineral mica. Meanwhile, the Director of Services of Donegal County Council has confirmed the authority has contacted the government seeking funding to appoint 2 additional staff members to work as liaison officers and provide backup to the existing staff. Mr. Peoples also confirmed that legal action is, that legal advice, excuse me, and a second legal opinion is being sought in relation to a number of issues, including the implications of any enforcement investigations which are or may be taken in respect of the issue. And the Council's micro-redress committee has been meeting this afternoon. A total of 354 applications have been received so far. 225 of them have been approved. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday, the 11th of June. The death has taken place of Ethel Manili, Butcher Street, Lifford. Her remains will repose at Gibson's Funeral Home Convoy from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral service there tomorrow at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Clonley Parish Church Graveyard. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Jacqueline MacDade, Crookahini, 3, Conabury, Buncrana, and formerly of Hillcrest Granshire Road. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Mary Curran, Glasgow, and formerly of Garshui, Killay. Requiem Mass in the Church of All Saints, Newton Cunningham, tomorrow morning at 11, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and burial are restricted to family with a limit of 50 people permitted. Mary's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Newton Cunningham. The death has occurred of James Gallagher, Charman, Mahery, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahery Cemetery. The house is strictly private to family and close friends only, please. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted.